Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Keeping It to Lose It or Losing It to Keep It, another one of God's combinations. I want to read six verses on today's devotional. Matthew 10:39, He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Again in Matthew 16:25, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Mark 8:35, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the Gospels, the same shall save it. Luke 9:24, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Luke 17:33, Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. John 12:25, He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Your life, keeping it to lose it, and losing it to keep it. Another one of God's combinations. There's a thing that we can do in holding on to those things that we deem to be valuable and precious, such as hoarding them away or hiding them, and thinking that they're safe because we put them in a place. You ever put something in a place and forgot where you put it? You wanted to make sure that it was safe and you forgot where you put it? Well, those things many times can be safe until someone stronger than we come along and take it from us. You may have lots of money on the car seat of a car, and you don't want to take it away from your eyesight. Someone can take it from you. Or we can lose track of what we're doing, and someone can steal those things that we deem to be valuable. I think of a story that was told by Charles Haddon Spurgeon in one of his messages, that there was a woman who was dying. She lay in bed with her hands clasped closely to herself, and she would not open her hand to take the preacher's hand to indicate that she would be willing to trust the Lord for salvation. Finally, she died. When they opened her hand, they found that she had a key that was to a safe there on the wall wherein were contained all of her, her valuables. She was holding on to the key and refused to let go of what she had. She would not trust the Lord. So when she died, the key went to someone else's possession. I think of another story of a man who was quite wealthy, and he lost a great deal of his fortune. In fact, I think he lost practically all of it. And someone said to him, "Don't you regret having given away so much?" And he said, "Oh, no. That which I've given away is all that I have now. That's what I've kept." The only thing that he had left was that which he had given away. He didn't keep what he kept. He lost what he kept, but he kept what he gave away. And the only part of our lives that is good is what we expend on others. You see, if you live your life consuming away your time on yourself, wrapping your time up in yourself, or wrapping self up in the time that the God of heaven has given you, when you go, your memory goes with you. And that's all there is. You will be removed from the world, your very deeds you've done, because you've wrapped everything up in the package that you will take with you when you leave this life. So if you spend your life on yourself, when you're gone, you're gone, and all the footprints you've left, because your footprints were all about yourself. You carry your memory with you when you go. But on the other hand, if you invest your life, you can leave all of you here. I think of a lady several years ago who died, and as we had the part in the funeral, as they were rolling her coffin into the hearse to take it away to its burial site, another state away, as I looked at the pallbearers place the body in that hearse, I thought, "You can have that." And there was a dear saint, one whom I loved. "You can have that. She has left all of herself here with those of us who stand at this funeral site, who have come to this funeral to pay our respect to her memory. You can have that. She's left all of herself here with us, and all that you have is a shell." Now, there have been other cases where that's happened, when I've had that feeling as I've watched loved ones being taken away, or friends being taken away or being buried. Yes, you can have that. They've invested all that they have had in the lives of others. And so they did not lose out in serving the Lord Christ. They gained greatly because they invested their time, their talents, in the lives of others. They used their energy to make known the gospel of Christ, to show his love and his kindness. So you may think that they lose out by not giving themselves the number one spot in their lives. Oh, no. They gain greatly, because this is one of God's combinations. You keep it to lose it, and you lose it if you keep it. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.